Welcome to FHSU Tilt Talk, a podcast about educational technologies, teaching and learning, scholarly research and service, hosted by Teaching Innovation and Learning Technology staff.
Welcome back to What's New in Ultra Tilted, your monthly guide to all the latest and greatest in Blackboard Ultra. I'm Thomas Matthews Horn.
And I'm Danny Riley. Episode 10, Double Digits. We're covering the February 2026 release, version 4000.8.
That's right, and while this month's release is more focused than some of our previous episodes, it brings two really thoughtful improvements that I think are going to make a difference for instructors.
Absolutely. We're looking at automations getting even smarter and some nice enhancements to document layouts. Both are all about making instructors' lives easier.
So Danny, let's start with what I think is the standout feature this month, using automations to remind students about feedback.
Oh, this is brilliant. We've all been there. You spend time providing thoughtful feedback on assignments and then crickets. Students just don't check it.
Exactly. It's one of those frustrating aspects of online teaching. You put effort into feedback, but you have no way to ensure that your students read it.
Well, now you do. Instructors can create an automation that automatically sends a message to students who have unread feedback after a certain number of days.
I love the flexibility there, after a certain number of days. So you could set it for 3 days, a week, whatever makes sense for your course pace.
Right, and it's targeted. It only goes to students who haven't read their feedback yet. No annoying reminders for students who are already on top of things.
That's smart automation. It's not just blasting everyone with the same message. Can you walk us through how you might set this up?
Sure. So let's say you grade a major essay and provide detailed feedback. You could set up an automation that triggers if a student hasn't viewed their feedback after, say, 5 days. The message could be something like, "Hi, student name. I provided feedback on your recent essay submission. Please take a moment to review it when you have a chance."
Simple, personal, and helpful. No judgment, just a gentle nudge.
Exactly. And think about the time this saves. Instead of having to manually track who's viewed feedback and send individual reminders, the system handles it automatically.
Plus, it encourages that feedback loop that's so important for learning. Students can't improve if they don't engage with the feedback they receive.
That's such a good point. This isn't about saving instructor time. It's about promoting better learning outcomes by ensuring students engage with the guidance we provide.
I can already think of so many ways to use this. End of module reflections, peer review feedback, draft comments.
Yes, anytime you want to make sure students are seeing and processing the feedback they receive. It's going to be especially useful for those formative assessments where the feedback is more valuable than the grade itself.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about the other update this month, stacking blocks vertically in documents.
This might seem like a smaller feature, but it's actually going to solve a common design frustration.
Tell me about it. What was the problem before?
So, when you're creating documents with multiple blocks, texts, images, videos, you'd often end up with awkward white space because blocks were locked into side-by-side layouts, even when you didn't need them that way.
So you'd have a short text block next to a tall image, leaving a bunch of empty space.
Exactly. Now you can stack blocks in a single column, which creates much cleaner, more readable layouts.
And there's a toggle to switch between editing modes?
Right. You can switch between column-level editing and block-level editing depending on what you're trying to accomplish. It gives you much more control over the layout.
That sounds like it would be great for mobile viewing, too. Stacked layouts often work better on smaller screens.
Good point. Wide layouts can be tough to navigate on phones and tablets. Vertical stacking is much more mobile-friendly.
What about the flexibility for moving things around?
That's the cool part. Columns can be dropped into other block areas. So if you design something in one layout and then realize it would work better somewhere else, you can move it really easily.
No more rebuilding from scratch when you want to reorganize. That's going to encourage more experimentation with document design.
Exactly. And honestly, better designed course materials benefit everyone. They're easier to read, more engaging, and they're more accessible.
I'm already thinking about some of my course documents that could use a redesign with this vertical stacking.
Same here. It's one of those features that seems simple, but opens up a lot of creative possibilities.
Now, Danny, looking at both February updates together, what strikes you about this release?
I think it shows Blackboard's continued focus on the instructor experience. Both features are about removing friction, whether it's the friction of manually following up on feedback or the friction of fighting with layout tools.
That's a great observation. These aren't flashy, headline-grabbing features, but they solve daily pain points.
Right. The feedback automation addresses that age-old problem of students not engaging with feedback, and the document improvements make it easier to create professional-looking course materials.
that attention to the everyday teaching experience that I really appreciate. These updates show they understand what instructors actually struggle with.
And both features build on existing capabilities rather than adding entirely new complexity. Automations were already there, now they're more powerful. Document blocks were already there, now they're more flexible.
Evolutionary improvements rather than revolutionary changes. Sometimes that's exactly what you need.
Well said. Now, even though this is a smaller release, both of these features are going to require some setup and experimentation. Where should our listeners go to learn more?
As always, our resource site is your starting point for assistance, but there have been some changes since last month, right, Danny?
That's right. After months of hard work, we've officially streamlined our resources and contact information into the new tigerlearn.fhsu.edu.
It's also worth noting that users who may have had the page bookmarked or saved might have to clear their cookies and their cache to load the new site. But as always, it is your hub to connect with customized FHSU resources.
It also links to the Anthology community, where other instructors are already sharing creative ways to use these features.
And don't forget the Anthology Blackboard Ultra Office Hours, where you can connect directly with those who are designing these new features and ask any questions you have directly.
We also link directly to the Blackboard Learn Idea Exchange, where many of the features we have covered over the past 10 episodes originated. Head over to suggest an improvement or an idea you have. You never know when we might cover your suggestion in our podcast.
Absolutely. Well, that's episode 10 of What's New in Ultra Tilted. Hard to believe we've hit double digits.
I know, and February 2026 brings us two really practical improvements that are going to enhance the daily teaching experience.
Thanks for joining us this month, everyone.
We'll be back next month with whatever Blackboard has in store for March. Until then, happy teaching.
See you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of FHSU Tilt Talk. Subscribe on Spotify, Amazon, and check us out on the Tigerlearn blog or the Tilt social media pages for updates. We'll see you next time.